This is Kaleidoscope, and I am Juliet Frumholt, your host for the evening. Very, very happy to have our guests in the studio. One of them has been here before with another group, but they are here. They are new. They are playing this Friday at Blind Bob's, and we're going to tell you all about that. We're going to get to know them, but first, I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for some live music from Lovely.
Lovely.
Thank you, Juliet. We are Lovely from Dayton. This first song, it goes out to my niece, Mercedes, because she's the best kind of fan a band can have. Out on 17th, down in Nashville, you spoke of dreams between you and me and told me that you had to run. Never forget that I was bigger than myself down in Nashville. My hopes there would never come a day this would fade away, fade away.
If you're gonna
myself down in Nashville, and I hoped, prayed that there would never come a day this would fade away. That song was called Out on 17th. Woo. We're going to play another one from our CD. If you come to Blind Bob's on Friday, you can buy that stuff. Until you pull me in, a friend.
That song was Try Too Hard. We're going to play something new because, you know, we like to mix things up.
This will be on our next EP or LP, whichever we can muster.
Hit it, Dave.
On Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We'll be back in just a moment to chat with the band, tell you all about how you can go see them Friday night at Blind Bob's. We'll hear some more live ones and a little something from their record as well. It's all coming up on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stay tuned.
I'm veteran newsman Carl Castle. My role on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is to keep Peter Sagal in line. Your role is to hand over your car keys. See, we can turn your old car into your favorite programs. Give me a Civic. Bam! I'll turn it into Morning Edition. A Lexus. Pow! All things considered. An 85 Yugo. Car Talk's all we could get out of that one. Turn your car into the programs you love.
Visit WISO.org to learn more. We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Juliet from Holt, joined in the studio by Lovely. Hey, guys.
Hi. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you guys this evening?
Awesome.
Great. Doing good.
Excellent. Very happy to have you all here. Now, This is a fairly new project, right?
Yes, it is.
In certain ways, and yet in other ways, it's like 7 or 8 years old. We've been playing together since 94 in some respects, the three of us, and then Dave, our drummer, joined us 10 solid years ago. So we kind of all played together, but some of the songs are actually kind of old. We just never played them out.
So with that kind of history, what was the impetus to get this project together and start, you know, writing and performing and recording and all of that?
Well, I think it was the summer of 2011. I was doing, I was in this band called Quan, and I really wanted to do a different project, and I contacted Dave. We had been talking back and forth about playing again. We hadn't played together for a couple years. Well, no, maybe not quite that long, but
yeah, wasn't that long.
Vinny and Dave and I started getting together that summer and just sort of jamming, and we brought out these older songs that our old band Shadyside had sort of demoed, but we never really finished them. So we kind of just started with that, and, you know, the next summer, Wendell moved back from Tennessee, and we started doing it for real. So,
yeah, long story short, us three, our previous bands just kind of broke up in their own way, so we were bored. So,
and out of boredom comes.
Correct.
What's it been like sort of taking these old songs, you know, some of them from a couple of bands ago, and bringing them back? Do you feel like they've taken on new life? Is it weird sort of revisiting that material?
Personally, I think it's pretty awesome considering that, like, the band that in Shadyside, they were just going to be different. Our singer at the time, you know, he had a very particular style, which was amazing, but I think to be able to just take him and make him our own again was pretty fun and pretty cool.
Yeah, they ended up being quite a bit different in that respect when we actually got together, the four of us, and started putting vocals and, you know, all that to them. So,
along with that, the collective process of songwriting and accepting each other's opinions on certain parts grew as we grew. So,
it's right. Definitely a lot easier now than it was in 2000.
I was going to ask that, you know, having played in bands, you know, for a long time, and having played with each other, do you find that with age and experience, the sort of collaborative parts of being in a band get easier, or does it get harder because you know each other so well?
Our marriage is very, very well set. So we definitely get along. We just know how we communicate. You know, we've grown up together since we were kids, basically. So how we, you know, now that we're all past 30, we're set in our ways. And we just know each other's ways, I guess.
What is the writing process like for you guys? Is one person taking the lead? Is it just kind of all sussed out at practice? Or,
well, a lot of times I'll come in with, like, the basic idea or structure for a song, and then we'll sort of flesh it out from there, like the arrangement. But then, you know, sometimes it just ends up being a jam type thing. We're kind of just getting to that because we started with this somewhat older material. So now we're kind of, you know, getting the process going a little bit more.
I think we took these five songs and did what we could to make them the best they could be. But then once we got the time to start writing new stuff, I think it's all kind of coming together a lot faster in those regards. And really, sometimes the songwriting process is just like us recording a jam and then writing down what we think I said, and then because it's kind of stream of consciousness sometimes.
That happens a lot, and that's happened the entire history, I think, of us being in a band together.
So lyrics wise, you're not generally coming in with like, oh, here's something I wrote, or here's, you know, something that's, you know, going to be set to the music that we wrote as a group. It's kind of just happening in the moment.
I think it's a half and half, really. Yeah. Chip and I used to have a bunch of collection of things that we had written over the years. And when we first started Shadyside, basically we just took a bunch of poems that we wrote and set them to music. And as we've gotten to be a little bit older, we just kind of get ideas for songs, maybe from lines that we just kind of freestyle while we're recording and kind of get the idea for the song and move on from there. And for me, personally, it works that way. Like I said, the stream of consciousness kind of really works in my favor. Like, the flow is really good.
This guy's really good on his head foot.
I'm going to use that phrase now. That's awesome.
Vinny knows what I'm talking about.
Well, he actually stole that back in 2002. From
okay.
a different band.
Uh-oh. Tell me about recording Waitin' in Dayton. Did you guys, you recorded with Micah, right?
Well, we actually recorded all of it in my basement ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And then Mr. Micah Carley from Hawthorne Heights took over to mix it. So we did all the tracking ourselves over the span of, you know, several months. And then we turned it over to him, and he worked his magic to mix it and master it. So
we appreciate that very much because he did a fabulous job.
He did do a fabulous job, and, you know, being able to do it ourselves and do it on our own time really helped a lot, I think. So
I was going to ask, is it some bands really like the doing it themselves thing, to have that luxury of time, and then other people reflect back and kind of say, yeah, it was good, but it held us up. Like, we took too much time and it was hard to sort of let go of the songs. Do you find that's hard at all? Like, sort of when to say stop and hand it over to somebody else to mix or whatever you're going to do?
Well, we have previous experiences recording together. Like, the first song we played out on 17th reflected our time recording down in Nashville. And we were on the clock. As soon as we got there, it's like,
yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
Stressful. This time, I don't really think we were all in the same room at any point during the recording. So it was more just DIY,
yeah,
like relax,
get it
take
right,
care.
Make it sound good.
Yeah, pretty much. No clicking.
No clicking. No ticking clock.
That's
no.
What I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
As the clock ticks, you're seeing your money fly out the door. That kind of situation.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and. What Vinny was talking about with when we went to Nashville back in 2004 to record with Shadyside, like, you know, we had a weekend block, and then we were like, oh, we didn't finish, so we had to book another weekend, you know, so it was a little bit more stressful.
Plus, we had to drive 6 hours to get there and then, you know, stay an hour away at my dad's house, which, you know, can be stressful in itself. But, you know, we're kind of lucky in the regard that we also have Dave, who is an amazing drummer, so he just gets out there, busts a take, and we're like, all right, we're going from that. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, first, second take, usually. What do you got to say about that, Dave?
Thank you very much. And you're welcome. I try.
Now, you mentioned, you know, working on new material, and as you're playing, you said, you know, you're gearing up to record another one, maybe a full length, maybe another EP. Are you thinking you're going to do that one yourselves too, or have you thought that far ahead yet?
I don't think we've thought that far ahead yet, but I feel like either way we're going to demo it in my basement, you know, and start from there and maybe see what happens. So, I mean, it's probably going to be a little bit, but, you know, we have a few new things in the works, so if we're going to do a full length, we've got to get cracking.
It takes a lot of time because, like, you know, these three dudes have babies and they're all taking care of them and having a good time with that. So we meet up a few times a month, and it's kind of awesome that, you know, we can pull what we pulled off in that amount of time.
Do you feel like having that, you know, having lives and jobs and families and babies and all of that makes you more focused when you do get that rare time to come together and work on stuff and play?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Because with the many years we've been doing shows, recording, it takes stress to get through all that. And when you get together and practice, you just let go. You know, there's no stress there. We all know each other. We know our tendencies. And it's one of my favorite times of the week because you just let go.
Some people go to the spa. Some people get a massage. You might hang out in a Zen garden.
We go to Chip's basement.
Yeah, we go to Chip's basement and just get real loud.
Yes.
Now, people can experience that in person Friday night at Blind Bob's. And you're playing with some great bands. Tell me about who you're going to be sharing the stage with that night.
We are going to be playing with Dinosaurus.
They're a pretty awesome instrumental band that nobody in this band is in.
No, none of you. I haven't heard anything about that.
sorry, Vinny. Dinosaurus is going to open things up, and then City Mouse is a punk band from California that's going to play. And this band, Riley, a Dayton band, great Dayton band. And then us. So,
good, them a little bit?
Good full night. What?
You want to describe them a little bit?
Well, I mean, what I've heard from them, it's been a while, and I think they've changed somewhat, so I don't want to put a tag on it that might be.
People will just have to come see.
There you go.
They're
the mystery open.
They're all great bands, and it'll be a really fun night. So,
awesome. Hopefully. Now, moving forward from this weekend, are you guys thinking, you know, 2014 is going to be a lot of live gigs, or, you know, kind of focusing in on writing and recording, or a little bit of both?
It's usually a mix, and I think that's probably how it will go, because we, you know, we tend to just play all of our shows and save all the money from shows to do recordings with, so, and buy t-shirts or stickers or whatever kind of merch we want to get. But I think during the first part of the year, we'll probably just practice and write more songs, just for the fact that we like to be able to mix it up, you know, play some longer sets and just have a little bit more fun with, you know, switching up the set list.
True. We are, however, going to be playing Holidayton, the big Holidayton show that the Story Changes throws every year right after Christmas. So that'll be something to look forward to as well.
Excellent, excellent. That's always a fun time.
Yeah.
I love that show. Now, if people want to get their hands on the EP, I assume you'll have some with you Friday, but where could they go online or in person to pick this up if they can't make it out this weekend?
Well, we have it for sale right now at Omega in the Oregon District, so you can definitely pick it up there, and you can buy it online at our Bandcamp site, which is lovelydayton.bandcamp.com. You can download it there, or you can actually, you know, buy the physical copy and we'll send it out to you.
It's just easier to come watch us play and hand us $5.
That does sound like the best possible solution.
And, you know, I know that I look real mean, but I'm actually really nice, so you just come talk to me.
If people want to keep tabs on where they can, you know, come talk to you and see you play and hand you $5 for the EP, where should they keep tabs on your live stuff online?
Probably, you know, come to our Facebook page. We try to update that as much as we can. We probably should do more, but I think Vinny has a Twitter account as well for the band.
Yes, it's at lovely_Dayton.
Woo!
Yep.
So,
and then I think it's just facebook.com/lovelydayton.
Excellent. We'll get a link up to that on our Facebook page or facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We've got info up there on the Blind Bob Show as well. Check these guys out Friday night. We're going to hear some more live stuff here in a minute, but we do want to play one from the EP. We're going to hear Knots and Tangled Things. Do you guys want to introduce this at all?
Yeah. Wendell?
This was a song that was one of the Shady Side songs from back in the day. Actually, our singer Mike never wanted to write lyrics for it because he kind of hated it. And we were like, well, we can actually make it poppy, I guarantee it. So I think we turned out to be pretty good. This is actually one of the songs that I sang something to and then actually Chip transcribed into words. So,
so we're going to hear this in action.
Yeah, we also have a couple buddies help us out on the vocal tracks. You'll hear it. We have Loki Lewis and Justin Roseberry jumping in from
When Sparks Fly fame.
Yeah.
Those guys helped us out, did some really, really good backing vocals on this song. So, yeah, it turned out great. Thanks for those guys.
Well, let's take a listen to this one right now, and we'll come back and hear some live stuff. This is Lovely from Waitin' in Dayton, and it's called Knots and Tangled Things. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
Despite the words you say, no proof in
Music right there from Lovely. That's from their EP, Waitin' in Dayton. It's called Knots and Tangled Things. And we have the band here in the studio, so we're going to ask them to do one more live one. Take it away, guys.
Thank you very much. This song is called Spirits Even Further. It's also on our EP, Waitin' in Dayton.
On Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Check them out Friday night at Blind Bob's in downtown Dayton. They're playing with City Mouse, Riley, and Dinosaurus. Guys, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Juliet.
Really enjoyed myself.
Check them out. Lovely. I've got all their info up on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Links there to get their EP, Waitin' in Dayton, as well as information on Friday night's show. This is Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wiso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.